Welcome back
to the Leader Podcast. It's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine.
Putting out the work fires.
Speaking of everything being fine, let's do a little Leader Shoutout Roulette.
I love it.
So Leader Shoutout Roulette, as well as, so just so everyone knows, everyone whose name
also
is in
so
here,
I know.
Yeah, everyone whose name is in here has agreed to come back next school year.
Yes.
Yep.
So this is how we keep them coming back. We give them a prize in the summer. So
yeah. What should we give them?
I don't know. Did you not figure this out?
No. We almost always like fart this one out.
Yeah. We usually do it before we're on camera, though. What do you guys want?
Comment down below.
That's a great idea.
No.
Yes.
They'll be like, I'll take a Maserati.
Don't comment stupid things, but comment below and we'll pick one and that'll be the thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Great.
Here we go.
Great.
The best comment wins.
You know that's what that means.
What?
We have to watch the podcast when this airs.
Bro, I log into our social media multiple times every single day.
Okay, great.
I'm not worried about that. Are you worried about that?
Well, I'm just saying I probably haven't watched. Sometimes I get texts from people about things they heard on the podcast, and I'm like,
that was ages ago.
I don't remember what we said.
All right, so the winner is, and Leader Shoutout Roulette goes to none other than...
Oh my gosh, did you stack that? Oh my gosh,
Totally random.
Re-roll it.
No way.
Re-roll
That's it. Crazy. He's going to be so mad. He's going to be so, he was going to get a free Tesla. Yeah.
He would just return it. Okay, Brad Burt. Welcome back, Brad Burt. Thanks
Apparently,
for sticking around.
You are allowed to win.
Yeah.
Greg. I tried.
Listen, Greg got his prize last week.
He got nothing.
Craig got his prize. Craig got his prize last week. Brad, super faithful. Can I just tell you that my first year here, Brad was like, I don't know if I can come back. I don't know if I should come back. I don't know.
Here he is, year four.
Yeah, and in it, man, like in there with Scott, leading those guys and leading them well and loving those
We talked about this before, but remember last summer when they took all their guys to the Rangers game?
Yeah, to the baseball
I think they had to rent like a 12-passenger van.
They did. They had to rent vans.
Ministry safe.
Yeah, they did. They had to rent vans.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. So, I love that.
Thanks for keeping
good job,
investing
Brad.
In students. And
yeah, I think I might have just said good job, Brat, but I meant Brad.
We
but
know.
Since
yeah.
your last name's Bert
it's on
and
the
I'm tired and there's not coffee in here.
I'm
struggling, Brad.
I like this mug, though. This might become one of my new mugs because the reason I use the Cross Creek Network one is sheer size.
I got the big one on
purpose. You know.
Yeah, I do.
When, like, this is a cool like mug, but the size, I'll just never use it unless I'm drinking out of a Keurig.
It's like a shot.
Because I don't care about that.
How it tastes.
Yeah. It's like, this is a vessel to hold this thing.
All right, Brad, you're going to win a thing. We don't know what. If you really want something awesome, make sure you comment. Everybody else, tell
Rangers
us what you
tickets.
Think. Yeah. Okay. I don't remember that cross, but okay.
We'll go eat nosebleeds. It'll
yeah,
be fun.
For sure. I mean, the budget's almost over.
We
right?
should take all the like June winners to Rangers game. Like
that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah. And
should we include Greg or no?
No, absolutely not. We'll figure out the prize. You keep commenting and we'll figure it out.
Greg's taking me to a Rangers game in June.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Greg has never offered me to go on any date with him ever.
Greg like reverse won this thing like, to me. I'm winning somehow through Greg. He lost. I win.
Yeah.
And he's excluded.
You know what Greg does? Greg will show up at random coffee shops where I happen to be and he'll take pictures of me through the window and then text them to me like some kind of creepy stalker.
Kindred or Black Rifle?
So both. He's done it to me at both.
Oh, man.
All right. Great.
Well, welcome. Love also, it. Welcome back from camp.
Yeah. Listen, we're not even at camp yet, and I already feel like I'm in camp recovery. I'm so tired.
Well, you'll have a golf cart. So
yeah,
that helps.
I will. Yeah.
I'm
Grand Central Station on that thing.
Heck yeah. What? Let's trade roles this year. I'll do that. You blob kids.
You are getting... Yeah. The nurse team just had a stroke when you said that. I got you your own golf cart this year.
I know, but I don't know what happened last year. I had one last year, too.
Yeah.
Those were the words.
But one of them went down, remember? And we had to send it back, and we couldn't get a replacement.
Bro, I do not remember last year.
Yeah.
I don't... Like that golf cart element of it. I remember
Can you
I spent
me
the whole day blobbing Like I was, I spend 90 minutes a day blobbing kids.
That's good youth ministry,
bro. And I'm so sore the next day.
I know.
Like I'm pretty active, but like that's a different. Those are different muscles in there.
Yeah, and I just want to say to you everything you just said, and now you want me to do that?
Oh,
that would be great.
It's going to be great. Speaking of the blob
and
the momentum that you get as you come off of it is what it feels like in youth ministry.
Yeah.
How do we keep it going?
Yeah. I mean, camp is such a great milestone moment. And a little bit, you know, people talk about the camp high and cry night and all the things. And the, I mean, those are all. Honestly,
they talk about the food.
That is a part of camp. all those things are part of camp. And sometimes we have a tendency to lessen its impact in our minds because it's an emotional thing and it's a, you know, and it's really not like those are life-changing moments. And most of us who were engaged in any kind of summer camp experience as kids, whether it was church related or not, can look back at that and say that was a life-changing moment. And if that's true, and I believe it is true, then what do we need to do to capitalize on that moment over the course of the summer?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that one of the things that we intentionally do is we don't shut down in the summer. A lot of folks, a lot of areas.
Spoiler, see you in three episodes.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I saw that. I was like, well, I'm going to out that one. we do that on purpose. We do that for a lot of reasons. But one of the reasons is when kids come back from camp, you don't want to bring them back. And then, hey, see ya when school
starts.
See
ya on Labor Day.
Yeah.
The good news for us is that we're still meeting on Sunday. So that regular rhythm and momentum.
Right. They still have an opportunity.
In previous contexts where we only met one day a week, we would also break for the summer.
Yeah.
And thus and therefore we would come home from camp and then genuinely say,
yeah,
see you in Labor Day.
After Labor Day. Yeah.
As if those kids didn't need Jesus
before then. No, figure it out on your own.
Yeah,
kid.
You're good. Just hold it until Labor Day.
But, you know, that is, that is part of, well, after summer camp food, that could be an accurate statement. So, you know, I mean, part of the capitalizing on the momentum is that is just continuing to meet, and it can be tough. I know on leaders, like you've got vacations and it's summer and you've got things you're trying to get ready for your kids, and it can be easy to make an easy call off, right? I just can't be there. I just can't be there. Vacations, like we totally get that.
Yeah. Valid.
But the weather's super nice, so we're just going to head to the lake for a day. Also valid, but just remember, there's a momentum that comes along with summer camp, and your presence is part of what keeps that momentum going.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're able to, you know, like a couple weeks ago, Mike Aris pulled his guys together for like a get together. You know, obviously we just shouted out Scott and Brad that did it last summer. Like the students have the bandwidth for that.
Yes.
If you've ever tried to pull students together, it's difficult to sometimes during the school year. They're going to have more bandwidth over the summer. So consider that as a way to keep that camp momentum going. They also are going to like each other now more than they did before. Mm-hmm. And so I would say some of the reason that I, at least in my passive experience, students not wanting to get together is they just really don't know each other.
Yeah.
And so their flakiness is not like their schedule. It's as much as like,
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about these other guys.
Yeah. It's relational anxiety.
But then camp happens and they're actually like begging to get together.
Yeah. And a way, honestly, especially in our connect groups, to draw in kids who didn't go to camp because you're going to have a pot of kids who went and a pot of kids who didn't. And part of capitalizing on the momentum of camp is to draw those kids in who didn't have that experience.
Yeah.
And one of the ways you do that are things like patio parties and, you know, movie nights and stuff like that.
Pool party. Yeah. All the stuff.
I think, you know, one of the things that we're doing this year that I love is we're kind of sending them home with a Bible app.
Bible reading plan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was in there. I just couldn't access it, which I love. Like,
and it'll last them until school starts.
Yeah,
if they stick with it.
Yeah, here's a biblical spiritual discipline, and a directive on a way that you can meet it, and to keep the spiritual momentum going as well.
Yeah, I love it.
Me too.
So help us keep this momentum going.
Yeah,
like it. The good news is, like, the momentum already got started. We put a lot of work in to make that happen.
Yeah.
So riding the wave of momentum is great and hopefully makes your job easy.
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
All right. Story time.
Story time.
So.
I love this one.
So as you guys know, there's a guy named Ben. There was a guy named Ben.
Yeah. We need to write a song about a guy named Ben who doesn't keep his word.
Yeah, because that's the story.
Yeah, that is the story.
So we introduced him to y'all a couple months ago at our last leader meeting.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, this is Ben. Give you guys a chance to get to know him.
Yeah.
Ask whatever questions you want. So for those of you who are not at the leader meeting, the funniest part to me about this story is that there were four tables, and the thing was every table got to choose one question.
That they could ask anything, literally no guardrails.
What's your testimony? How'd you meet your wife?
Yeah, exactly. Why student ministry?
Yeah, so many good questions. So I'm a little concerned if we're making you guys be the question answers for our teenagers.
Yeah, I know. We could be in trouble.
And this is what happened when Ben comes around. Yeah. So three out of the four questions from the three out of the four tables, Darren, said what?
Yeah. Why can't you keep your word? Why is it so hard for you to honor your bets? And for those of you who are like, what are you guys talking about? So Nick and Ben had a bet, and it was in front of our whole student ministry, and the students voted on...
Back in December. The Mavericks still had Luka on the team. That's how long ago this was.
So Ben reneged on the bet. The students came up with a thing that Ben should do, and then Ben didn't do it. And so that became a little bit of a thing. And I thought that was going to be a momentary thing, but that is a crashing tidal wave right now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So then, you know, we voted on it, swimming in the creek won, and then he didn't swim in the creek, and then he didn't take me to a Thunder game, which won as like a second place. And then he didn't make cookies.
Yeah.
And then
he phoned it in.
And then he finally still swam in the creek.
Yeah, he did.
So I think he's paid up. I think it's fair.
Yeah, but
and
it doesn't matter because now the perception is his reality.
So if you're watching here on screen, you can see the video of Ben swimming in the creek if you want to. And if Ben, who is editing these now, is putting it on here. But
he better put it on.
He should. He should.
Reviews are coming up. You better put it in.
We're looking. Crash Landis thing?
For sure.
Let's get out of here.
Love you guys.